The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. We give all glory to God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. God has been merciful unto us by giving us this wonderful day. I know your life will not be the same. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to thank God for the head pastor, the person of Reverend Dr. Delali, for this opportunity. I don't take it for granted at all. In Assemblies of God, I've been in the system for at least for some time now. And for a senior minister like his caliber to invite some of us young pastors to come and share his pulpit for this day, brethren, it's not an easy thing. Let's put a hand together for him wherever he is. And then I want us to thank God for the life of Mama. She has been a very wonderful mother to me and my family. My wife will call her at any time. I will call her. I will worry her. So, my brother, feel free anytime. Call us. We are there for you. Mama, God bless you. Indeed, you are a mother. So now, I am not alone. I'm a mother and my father is around me. So, you know, as a child, when you are walking in, you go somewhere and your parents are around, you feel big to play because when everybody wants to beat you, I will tell my daddy. I will tell my mommy. So, right now, if I'm walking, I feel free to walk because I have my parents around me, so I can play. Amen. Unlike those days where I will go and walk in like an orphan, very careful because if I play the mess, somebody will hit me. But now, the Lord has given me parents that I'm proud of. Put your hands together for them. And church leaders, I salute you all. God bless you for allowing your pastor to give me this opportunity to share God's word with blessed children like you. Thank God for the life of Pastor Prince and then Pastor Roger. Hallelujah. Church, let's put our hands together for them. Hallelujah. Amen. And for their wives, I call them my wife. Today, what will you cook for me? Will you cook today? One of my wife is smiling, so today she knows how to prepare for me. God bless you for being there for us. Amen. Let's turn our Bible to 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 through to 15. Let's hear the word of God. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied. "So be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know your master? Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied. "So be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to go to Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went walk on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit." Elisha replied, "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elijah then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. 15. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went to meet him and bow to the ground before him. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this morning. Pray that you speak to us in clarity. Touch our heart and transform us to know the essence of having a spiritual father, so that at the end, our life will be blessed and your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you know that when a child is born without a responsible father, we call the person a bastard. And so the person goes out and comes in with his own kind of lifestyle, that nobody controls him, nobody advises him, nobody guides him, because he has no father. And when we look from the Bible, Jephthah was born to a man, but Bible says that when it was time for inheritance, his people and other siblings said, "Your mother is not legally married, so you are a bastard, you don't have an inheritance in the family." So that should tell us that physically, if you have no father, nobody regards you for anything. The same thing applies spiritually. If you don't have a spiritual father, you are like a bastard in the realms of the spirit. Anything can happen to you because you have no fatherly covering upon your life. It is in this vein that I want to share with you this morning the need for spiritual fatherhood. The need for a spiritual fatherhood. Now, we all know this story very well, that the walk between Elisha and Elijah had been going on for some time now. The Bible says that when Elijah found Elisha, he just told him, "Come and follow him," because Elijah was then a farmer, rearing cattle, taking care of animals. And so everybody knows him as a farmer. And so the Bible says that he just left everything and followed Elijah, submitting to his authority as a father. And so they have walked and worked for the Lord for some time. So Bible says that a time came when the Lord has told Elijah that he will be taken away. The day which Elijah was fully aware. But the journey from one point to a point where the Lord will take him away from the earth. They go to Bethel, Jericho, and Jordan. In all these places, he have an encounter with people that could turn his attention from the man, from seven to the end. So the Bible says that when they go to the Jordan, his master, his father, removed his cloak and struck the Jordan River and divided to the left and to the right. So both of them walk through it on the dry ground. So while they were walking, the Bible says that Elijah then asked Elisha, "What then do you want me to do for you? You have followed me for all these years. You have not made any requests. You have not done anything to, but today I am leaving. What do you want me to do for you?" Then he said, "I want double portion of your spirits," which is very difficult because to us, this gifting does not come from man. It comes from God. It is God who decides to give anybody he wants. So Elijah said, "You have asked for a difficult thing, but if you see me go, then you receive. But if you do not see me, then it means that you have not received it." Hallelujah. And I believe that if it be me and you, how rapt attention will pay. And we'll make sure you are so close and open all our eyes to make sure that we see the man before he goes, so that our request can be granted. Church, there are two things that I want us to learn from this. The reason why the need for spiritual fatherhood. Number one, the reason why we need a spiritual father is because our lifting or your lifting and success in life, both physically and spiritually, depend upon the legacy your father leaves behind. Hallelujah. Our lifting in life as children of God, as long as spiritual blessings are concerned, they depend upon the legacy our spiritual fathers leave behind. Bible says that a man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So spiritually, if we want to go on in life, we need a legacy from our fathers that will help us build on in life. Church, the Bible says that when Elijah was taken away from Elisha, he cried out, my father, the child of Israel. And Bible says he saw him no more. So at that point, the father has given him the desire he needed because of the legacy he has left behind. Church, we may be struggling in life for all these years. We may be going through some kind of challenges that we need not have, we might not have an answer or solution to. But I can challenge you if you submit yourself to a father to shepherd you spiritually. We have a legacy that he leaves behind. When you build on those legacies, your life remains not the same. Hallelujah. And this morning, I encourage you as you submit to your father, Reverend Delali Bocha, I can trust you that your life will never be the same, because this man is one of the great men in the assemblies of God. Hallelujah. What are the legacies that we can inherit from our parents spiritually, so that when we build upon them, our life will move on? So one of them is their guidance. You know, Elisha has worked with Elijah, who is a spiritual man. This guy, his servant, is also a farmer. So you can see the vast gap. But through his guidance, through his teachings, through his counselings, through his encouragement, through his fatherly advice, Elisha built up and become a man of God. Hallelujah. A farmer who built on his father's legacy as a prophet has now become a prophet carrying
a double portion of the Father's anointing. I challenge you today, if you only submit to your Father, to your spiritual Father, your life can never remain the same.
Hallelujah. Church, you see, when a child is struggling in life, don't know how to go about life issues, what it implies is that he has no father. He's doing everything by himself. And I remember I said in the morning that when I was taken to Center of Transformation, then Mount of Hope, I went to meet a garage, an abandoned garage, with no chairs, no drum, no lights, nothing. So you have to buy rechargeable lamps. I bought 8. I divide into 2. I'll give one to one of the ushers. He's close to the church. So she'll go and charge it. And I also take 4 home and charge. So that anyone that comes early will put the light on so that the place will be lit for our studies. I don't know what to do. Where to go. The advice to go on me, because I have not been taking the fresh. I've completed 2011, 2012 in May, in March 7th, I was taken there. No help from anywhere. I was not doing it all my strength and by the directions of God. But you see, there are people ahead of us who have gone through what we are now facing. So have their experience, and when they give us those guidance, we build upon it and become greater. Hallelujah. So I've struggled, and I told my wife that I need a father. Because physically, I have a father who guides me. My son, don't do this, don't do that. Help me grow to become a matured man. But spiritually, I need a father to guide me and teach me and encourage me, advise me as how to go about with the ministry. Because he has been there. And for 5 years, I've been praying about these issues. I've went to several men, big men, who are big guy auditoriums. I've approached them, wanting to surrender. But the Spirit will tell me, no, this ones is not them. So I relax and close my mind. I say, well, if you will not give me a father, from the directions you give me, and the teachings I read from the Bible and the direction of the Holy Spirit, I will do until you give me a father. So one day, hallelujah, God heard my cry. Hallelujah. I said, one day God heard my prayer. I was watching Hill TV and I saw Papa Bocha talking about fatherhood. And I don't know what happened. I don't watch those places because of this kind of directions. I will give you this. I come with this oil and come with that. And so me, I'm not a fan of those things. So I don't watch those things. But I don't know what happened. That particular Monday. I didn't go to anyone's house. So I decided, let me watch. But when I tuned that into the place, it was daddy and mommy who were there talking about spiritual fatherhood. So I said, okay, let me also listen so that I know who to be my father. Hallelujah. And church, lo and behold, the things I want to learn, the things I want to see from a father, somebody can call my father, this man has just mentioned them one after the other. And I called my wife, mommy, please come now. I have a father. Hallelujah. I have a father. I said, who is the man? I said, look at him talk. He sat down and listened and said, indeed, this man is our father. And since that day, we have made up our mind to make this man our father. And so one of the crossover nights, Brother Prince said, Pastor, we are doing a crossover. Today, if you are not going to come, I said, okay, I will come. But one thing about me, when I go to place, I always want to sit at the back. Unfortunately for me, a lot of the ushers knows me here. So when I enter, no, he said, Pastor, come, let's go here. I said, well, let me sit here small. When people come in, I'll go. I was sitting there when somebody also came, Pastor, please, this is not a sitting place. And he moved in place, I told you. So when we close, I said, Papa, the Lord have led me that we, as a family, come to surrender to your father, to your spiritual father. At a point, he didn't talk. I was thinking in my mind, will this man also reject us? Anyway, we have not gone to any man, but this is the first attempt because I
fear led that this man can become a father. And when we close, say, my son, you are welcome.
Hallelujah.
I was so happy that day when we left here. I was so glad. I said, mommy, now we are not orphan again. We are not bastard children in the spirit. We have a father. We have a mother. The one we are crying, we can put our hands on your shoulder and you tap us, my son, don't cry. It shall be well.
Hallelujah.
And since the day I had encountered with this man and his wife, my life is not been the same. I encourage all of you, those of you who are submitted to his leadership, his fathership, keep on, surrender, and hold on to God. Because there are great things in his life for your life. A legacy, his teachings. I said, if I have my own way, I would have said, let me come and be just a member here and then just fellowship because of the great teachings he's given.
Hallelujah.
And church, I want to tell you this morning, if you have such a person, nothing is impossible in your life. God will use him a lot. Hallelujah. Your life
can never be the same.
Hallelujah. Elisha built on the legacy the father left. The father was a prophet, great prophet in Israel. And when he left, the Lord had no choice but to pick him because he had a legacy they can build on. Who is you? What legacy? Who have you made your father? If you indeed make Reverend Delay your father, then submit to him because there are greater things ahead of you. There's a lifting ahead of you because God is going to use his guidance, his teachings, his preachings, his encouragement, and fatherly advice to take you to the next level. And may that be your portion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The second reason why you need a spiritual father is that because he is your reference point. Hallelujah. He is your reference point. You know, when you are writing a book and you have not read others, other people's book, and you write the book like that, nobody buys the book because they see that you are not a scholar, man. You are not a scholar. Because you have no references. It means they have used your own. But when you read others, you tap from others and to make your material rich. So that people say, oh, he have read this man's book. He have read this man's. That means that the man is a scholar. So everybody wants to read your book. As a child of God, if you don't have a reference point in life, nobody bothers about your life. Nobody cares for you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when Elisha returned, after the master is gone, he did what the master did. Hallelujah. He did what the master did, and nothing was happening. And he shouted, where is the God of Elisha? And the Bible said, when he strike again, there was an open door. If you make your spiritual father your point of reference, every door, every hindrance will give way. And I pray for you this afternoon that may the Lord, as you use your father as a reference point, may God open doors for you. Hallelujah. And let me tell my personal life story, a testimony, an encounter I had. Hallelujah. I fasted for 2 weeks. We have started our 2 weeks revival. In the first week, I was to take the first week. And so, my wife fell sick along the line. And through prayer, she was healed. And my two children also fell sick. And through prayer, they were healed. And now myself. And so, I said, what kind of sickness is this? And you know, we're dealing with altars and foundation, evil foundations. And these things, they are not small things to joke with. If you're not strong enough, don't go there, you'll die quick. But you see, I know that there's a God in heaven. When the thing becomes tough, and you don't have a way where you have a father as a reference point. I came to him. One day he said, son, if I were talking, I said, daddy, I dealt with something some years back. When I finished, I fasted for 2 weeks. That was altars and evil foundation. Say, my son, it means that there is a problem there. So when you get well, go back and fight. So this time, I didn't wait and get well before I continue to fight. In the midst of the sickness, I was fighting. I said, until I die, I'll continue to fight. And amazingly, anytime I go to church and hold the mic, I will feel all right. No sickness, no dizziness, no headache, no back pain. In fact, my body was virtually burning like fire. That's how it felt. You see, when fire burn you, you see the pain. That's how it felt. And I will just be there. I will put the fan at the highest. I don't have any air condition. I will bump about 10 times in the night just to cool my body. But when I come from the washroom, my friend. So one night after the program, I was thinking and praying. I said, God, why? My children, my family have fallen sick. You have healed them. Why do you refuse to heal me? Why am I going through all this kind of pain? Then I fell asleep. Then in my dream, I heard a voice. Who? Where is your reference point? Then I was reference point. I wake up. I say, what? What? Papa, come again. I don't understand this one. I say, who is your father? I say, you, of course. Because I was thinking about God and the devil. So God is my father. I said, no, I am not a father. And I said, then what is it? So I was thinking that the Lord have rejected me. That's why I'm going through all these kind of sicknesses. And so, whilst the conversation was going on, then he said, go to 2 Kings chapter 2. You see that Elisha cried, where is the God of Elijah? I said, I understand now. It means that the Lord is talking about a spiritual father who is a reference point in my life. Because what he has gone through, I've not gotten there. So when I got there, because when Elisha got to where the father strike the water, he strike, it didn't happen. So he had a reference to the father. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he struck again, it opened. So, okay. And I wake up my wife and say, madam, where is your reference point? He said, come again. I said, where is your reference point? He said, my friend, me, this is your thing. He said, who is your father? And he only said the same thing, God. I said, we are the same shoe. And I said, no. God says that he's talking about our spiritual father on earth here. What it means also is that God has deposited all we need in our fathers. So it is left with us to tap from them by making them a point of reference. Hallelujah. And church, that night, I say, oh, I know my cure. I know the medicine for my cure, because if I have a father who has gone through this thing before, then where is the God of my father? Because in the days of Israel, when they encounter challenges, they say, where is the God of our forefathers? And I said, where is the God of my father, Delali Bota? And I began to cry and call upon God and speak to God and cry and buy my brothers. I said, I had fasted. I have gone through this sickness. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink water. When I put water in my mouth, it looked like sugar. It tastes like sugar. For 2 weeks, my food and my drink was months. And the months were kind of doing plenty. Only a sip, and I'm okay. I asked myself that malt and water, which one is sugary? So if there's something you taste sugary, it should be malt, not water. And I live on this item for 2 weeks. But the day I had that encounter with God, who showed me where my reference point was, when I strike, the devil flee, and I become a free man. Hallelujah. Church, you may be going through challenges. You may be going through pain. Sometimes because you don't know your reference point. It doesn't mean that you don't have a father. You always come to church. You follow him, all right. But you have not totally submitted to his authority. But I challenge you, by the word of God, if you shall refer to the devil, to the realm, make your father a reference point in the sight of the devil, he will flee away from you. I pray for you today, as you make this great man your reference point, may the Lord break through for you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when Elijah lifted up the mantle and strike.
There's a way. Church, if you have a reference point, you have a way. Doors will open to you.
If you have a reference point, no hindrance, no nothing can stop you because the reference point I've gone ahead of you and it's making a way for you. Hallelujah. I'm not saying it's God, but God has put something in him that when you connect to him and make the devil aware that this is my father, he will flee because they know him. They know him. He has conquered them before. That is why Bible said that when Jesus came to the earth and went through all kinds of this after ascending to heaven, here we mention the name Jesus. Every knee bow, because the devil knows him. And the Bible said the Lord has created us in his own image. And so he has deposited that authority, that power, that grace upon our spiritual fathers. So we make them the point of reference. The devil flee because they know him. The question is, who is your father? Hallelujah. Who is your father? If you have been following this man, just because you are a church member, you are losing. If you are following him and not submit to authority, you are losing. But if you will, like Elisha did,
doors will be open for you. Lifting will be your portion.
Success will be your portion. In fact, sometimes when on the way, when you surrender and submit to this authority, on the way of serving and working with this man, so I can tell you, there will be a lot of distractors. They will distract your attention. Look at what the prophet did. Don't you know that God is going to take your master away today? The guy has worked with this man for all these years. You want to tell me that he doesn't know that the master will be taken away? He knows. In the nutshell, they were telling him to stop following the man because the man is living. Church, as you follow this great man of God, as you surrender to your spiritual leader, his spiritual authority, sometimes those who doesn't want your progress, you say, the person you are following Christ doesn't have time for you. You go to church and go to church and go to church. What do you gain?
Relax. Tell them you are away. You know, because your time is coming.
Sometimes when you are so close, you are lifting to the next level. That is why you begin to see them. They begin to come. Oh, so for your bonfire, my wife, if it will work. I'm going to church every day. Deliverance, crossover, and what, fasting and prayers, and nothing seems to be working. And that is the time to you are very close to your blessing. If you listen to them, you will lose it. But I tell you, because I've been faithful all these years and keep on following this man of God, submitting his spiritual leadership, a door is open ahead of you. I see a door open ahead of you. God is opening a door ahead of you. Learn to tap from them. Sow into their life. I'm told that next week will be his appreciation. I wish I'll be around. I'm sent somewhere to go and do some welcome service somewhere. But I know I will come. Hallelujah. Church, to end my sermon this morning, I want to assure you that there is a need for a spiritual fatherhood because their legacy takes up the next level. And because you have them, they become a reference point. If you know these two things, just as Elisha was successful and inherited a double portion of blessing from his father, that taking the next level, God will do same in your life. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Want to call up mommy to pray with us that will be faithful and ready to surrender to their leadership authority.
Thank you for listening. And the Lord bless us all. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.